thank you guys for coming out to, this is the alumni fireside chat. This started about 7 years ago, but it was just an opportunity for you, the fans, the supporters of the 49ers, to kind of meet us, the alumni. It's an honor to be up here, talk about the organization and the 49er way. These are the guys who kind of built it and kind of paved the road to success with the organization. You put in 10 years, didn't you? 10 years with the 49ers, and that's huge. One of the best, you know, he wasn't a defensive, oh, how you doing, sir? Never mind the show there. Patrick, because you're an alumni now. You're no more prima donna no more. You got to come on time now, brother, all right? You ain't no more that Patrick Willis on the field. You got to be here on time, okay? You're alumni now, okay? Come in, Mr. Bono. There's another prima donna over here. Quarterbacks. This cat here, I don't know. I played with a lot of great linebackers, but this dude here played at a different level. I mean, everything he did was downhill. This guy was unbelievable. I think, you know, every year you're in the league, you're in the Pro Bowl, correct? And that's, you know, that's unheard of. I mean, that is hard to do, and he played at such a very high level. And we thank you for coming up here and hanging up with this old guy. So
on draft day, now I remember looking up and I said, Lord, I don't know where you're going to bless me to go, but wherever you bless me to go, I pray that you allow me to make it my home. You allow me to play the best football I can play, and you allow me to drive my cars where there's no rain, no mud, and I can and I can enjoy the sun. Everybody been texting me that day and texting. I'm like, man, stop texting me. Y'all gonna mess me up. Somebody gonna mess around and call, and I'm gonna miss it. All of a sudden, my phone's ringing, and I'm looking at it, and it says CA. Now I'm thinking, if San Fran's gonna call, it's gonna be SF. It's gonna say SF on it. So I almost didn't answer the phone. Because I was like, man, I don't know what the CA is. I ain't gonna answer this. 'Cause they gonna mess up. Miami had just picked Tay again at number 10. And here number 11 is, and me and Marshawn are still on the clock, and obviously they had Frank, but me and Marshawn, I'm thinking they're going to take Marshawn. I thought I was going to end up in Buffalo, and I was already like, Lord, I know you real. I know you real. You've been in my life my whole life. I don't know what's about to happen. And all of a sudden, San Fran called me.
When I came to the Niners in 1990, Steve was the third quarterback, correct? And we had a guy, Joe Montana and Steve Young at quarterback, the deepest quarterback crew, I mean, in the NFL. It was amazing. And then watching you guys practice, just the way you guys practice, the high level these cats practice at, it was unbelievable.
We practiced faster than any other team I had been on without pads. And no one got hurt. Everybody knew where they were supposed to be. Defensive players were in position to make a tackle, but they were allowed to let the guy go and let Roger run, let Jerry run, let Ricky run. The practices were absolutely amazing.
Every play, we were pushing the wide receivers. We were pushing the running backs. They were pushing us, challenging us. We had the likes of Freddie Solomon that was so egotistical. He would just spike the ball after he caught a 3-yard pass. And it was in your face. So really, by the time we got to the game on Sunday, it was fun. It was fun. The hard work was during the week.
We talked about the quarterbacks. Carlton came in with the guy, the secondary, if I'm correct, Dwight Hicks, Eric Wright, Ronnie Lott, and yourself. That was the secondary, right? I know them all. I know how intense Ronnie is. Yeah. I know how crazy Eric is. What was it like playing with those guys?
It was really every day, every practice that we had, every game that we had was one of fulfillment. We didn't want to let each other down. It was a loyalty to each other that we're going to put it all on the field, lay it down on the line. We felt a personal responsibility in the secondary to really jumpstart the game. We took it upon ourselves to have what you would call that woo lick. Get the crowd engaged and just to set the tone of the game.
When I got here, you got to understand, I won a national championship with Notre Dame. I was like, man, I'm pretty hot, you know, pretty cool and everything, you know. When I got here, I learned something very quickly. We started working out, and I was thinking to myself, shoot, man, I play on a great team, you know. I'm a great player, all this stuff. I'm in my mind, you know, at the time. I said, shoot, I could run circles around anybody, you know, and these guys are older and stuff like that. And they were like, oh, but you got a Jerry Rice, this and that. And I was thinking, Jerry Rice? How old is Jerry? He's got to be pretty old, right? You know, at the time, right? He can't run circles around me, you know. We got on this hill that do any of you know about the hill, Jerry Rice Hill, the Roger Craig Hill? Okay, when I first got on that hill with those guys, I thought to myself, okay, all I have to do is just stay with Jerry or stay with Rog. And, you know, at a certain point, I'm just going to do my thing and, like, take over everybody, you know, and everybody's going to be looking at my dust. Well, didn't quite happen that way. It started out that way. I was on his heels for about 10 paces. Our trainer goes, Rog, Jerry, you guys can go now. Go? Where they going? So they start taking off and running faster. You know when they used to do that halfway up? They start going fast. So I start trying to stay up with them, right? The worst thing to do, try to stay up with these guys. So I was running with them and everything. Or I thought I was running with them. Next thing I know, I couldn't even see them anymore.
It's important to say, you know, we're missing a few of our alumni. We know what's going on with DC. He's a special guy. He's helped me so much. He was a GM when I was playing. You know, we know what he's going through, and we have other alumni. Lynn Rohde's going through some medical things right now. He's a guy who was here, who has helped this organization quite a bit. So say your prayers for those two alumni and all the other alumni out there that we don't know about.